The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I'm Shadate Hargett Hill, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next hour, I will be reading to you from June's edition of Oprah Magazine. Since this is June's magazine and I read some of last month's May's magazine, I wanted to get back to one article in May's before I get to all of June's. This article is about the 2020 visionaries, and I wanted to start the list out right because they started the 20th anniversary with this person. I want to read this month's visionary, and I want to make sure I get them in before we start the new one. And, of course, the first visionary for the 20th anniversary would be this wonderful lady, the real deal, Michelle Obama. To celebrate 20 years of O, each month they're spotlighting a remarkable person who is changing the way we look at our world. Michelle Obama, the former First Lady and author of the best-selling memoir and Oprah's book club pick, Becoming, still inspires us to go high. You want to be Michelle Obama's friend. That's understandable. She's a person of wholly admirable intelligence, grace, kindness, dedication to making the world a better place. Of course, Michelle Obama would be the first one to downplay that kind of hype about Michelle Obama. But A, she won't read this till it's in print, so she can't stop me. And B, some people live up to the hype. One of the most remarkable things about the former First Lady is that if you're lucky enough to spend time with her, you feel like maybe you could be her friend. She seems to accept her place in history without letting it define her or dictate her behavior. Despite her extraordinary achievements and experiences, she's ordinary folk. She's fun. She's funny. She shares her fries. She'll get in a blanket fort for a comedy bit, then punch you in the shoulder like a sister for sassing her. She'll ask you to call her Michelle, and someday you might have the guts to do it. In her memoir, Becoming, she's candidly discussing the challenges she's faced in her life and her feelings about what that life has become for her and her family. Millions read it and were moved by her honest and open humanity. On her Becoming tour, I saw what her story means to tens of thousands of people here and abroad. Now, does that last sentence imply I've traveled abroad with Michelle Obama? Yes, it does. Am I bragging? Yes, I am. Because while I admire her motto, when they go low, we go high, I've yet to attain it. The point is, I'm not saying Michelle Obama and I are friends, but even if I did, I think she's nice enough not to publicly contradict me. Michelle Obama and I are friends. And that article was written by a late night show host, Stephen Colbert. And there is also the O quiz, a round of 20 questions with Michelle Obama. Here we go. What's your no fail, go for it motivational song? Signed, sealed, delivered, I'm Yours by Stevie Wonder. Even after hearing the song hundreds of times at Barack's campaign events. What's most important for your mental health? Not looking at too much social media. Who's your hero? My mom, Marian Robinson. She's always been my rock, my guiding light through whatever fog was clouding my path, and she's quick with a joke when I just need to laugh. If you could send a note to yourself in 2030, what would it say? I hope you're still waking up every morning excited about the possibilities of who you might become. I hope you never think you're done growing. What's the one thing in life you're so happy you did? Getting married and having kids. Life with Barack, Malia, and Sasha. and Sasha have been one grand adventure, and I'm so proud of the two brilliant, bold young women that Barack and I raised. Who's the one person who changed your life? See above, before I met Barack, I was all about checking off the next box, law school, law firm, nice car. But he taught me the art of the swerve, how to take life as it comes and follow your passions wherever they lead. What gives you hope? As First Lady and on my book tour, I met so many young people who blew me away with their intelligence, honesty, and understanding of the world. This generation is so full of promise and truth. Be told, I can't wait for them to take the reins. What the world needs now is we can always, always use more hope. From a policy perspective, we need better access to girls' education worldwide. Right now, more than 98 million adolescent girls around the world are not in school. But we know that girls who go to school have healthier, happier lives. And when that happens, the whole world benefits. What's your favorite place on earth? These days, it's any place where my family is all together and it's warm and sunny. With our girls away at college, I have to hold on tight to those moments. What should be required reading for every human? At least one novel by Toni Morrison. Every one of her stories demands that the world take the lives of black girls seriously. We were so lucky to have her. Fill in the blank. Blank is underrated. Admitting you don't have all the answers. When in your life have you needed courage? Giving up a law career I didn't want and following my own path. It hasn't always been easy, but at least it's always been mine. Cats or dogs? I don't know what I'd do without Beau and Sunny. When is the last time you felt awe? I traveled to Vietnam recently, and I'm still thinking about the incredible young women I met there, so determined to get an education despite unbelievable barriers. What do you think about on long drives or flights? Honestly, I don't think about anything. I listen to music, or if something else is around, I'm chatting them up. Or if someone else is around, I'm chatting them up, just passing the time. Sometimes you just got to unplug, and I think airplanes are great for that. What is your biggest pet peeve? Bullying. What ignites your sense of injustice? Seeing young people denied opportunities because of who they are, too young, too dark, too poor. It's all infuriating, plain and simple. How do you define soulmate? Someone who's committed to growing with you, who doesn't let you off the hook when you want to give up on a big dream or play it safe. What's the greatest gift we can give ourselves? Letting go of external markers of success. Job titles and fancy awards come and go, but our lives are really made up of the little moments and connections in between. What's the greatest gift we can give each other? Sharing our stories in all their messy, broken glory. When we stand in the truth of who we are, we invite others to do the same. So that was our visionary for May's 20th anniversary edition. And now we're moving on to the next 2020 visionary. The Explorer, Elizabeth Gilbert. The memoirist, novelist, and world traveler says the greatest adventures happen in our mind and spirit. Elizabeth Gilbert's Eat, Pray, Love, and Chronicle of Her Post-Divorce Adventures in Italy, India, and Bali became an iconic travel memoir, not for its incredible scenes, transcendent experiences, and fascinating characters, although it all of those things, but because the story began in a place where many of her readers have found themselves kneeling on the bathroom floor in crisis, Gilbert's account of making peace with the past and discovering her more authentic self gave women an example of another kind of hero's journey. One in which the treasure at the end of the quest is a more truthful life. Eat, Pray, Love fans have told Gilbert that the book inspired them to begin or end romances, to embrace motherhood, or eschew it, to change their job, or their address, or their beliefs. These radical shifts, she says, like any profound transformation, don't necessarily have anything to do with planes, trains, or automobiles. I have a painting of Emily Dickinson, who spent much of her life in her bedroom, but still created some of the most monumental poetry ever written. She says, that painting reminds me that the answers to my life are not likely to be found out there. The world is an enchanting place, but there are worlds inside us, too, that are always ready to be unlocked. In her subsequent books, such as Big Magic and How to Cultivating Creative Expression and the Signature of All Things, the story of the fictional 19th century botanist Alma Whitaker Gilbert has remained an intrepid explorer of intellectual and emotional terrain. She's also spent the past few years navigating challenging personal territory, caring for and then grieving her partner, Raya Elias, who died of cancer in January 2018. I can't live without her, so I don't, Gilbert says. Sometimes I make a recording into my phone and just talk to her. The fact that the message is being recorded makes me feel like she's receiving it. Despite Gilbert's trademark blend of lightness and earnestness, common sense and magical realism, she says her equanimity doesn't come easily. I need a dose of courage every day because I'm frightened every day. There will always be a nervous little person inside me. But if there's a creative project I'm afraid to attempt, a truth I need to tell, or a painful new reality I must face, I ask myself, what's the alternative? My soul came to this planet because she wanted to complete human experience. I don't want to have come all this way only to have missed the show. The O Quiz, a round of 20 questions with Elizabeth Gilbert. What's your no-fail, go-for-it motivational song? Get Up Off of That Thing by James Brown. When James Brown tells you to get up, you best get up. What's most important for your mental health? Every day I write myself a letter from love, divine, unconditional love. I ask for advice, and love always gives me kind answers, which I write down as they come to me. Even in my darkest hours, love has always shown up, saying, I'm right here. I've got you. You're never alone. What is the physical challenge that scares you most? Anything that involves getting in the path of powerful ocean waves. What's the one mystery that you'd most love to solve? How much control do we humans have over our behavior and personality? Can we change our nature, or are we all just victims of our own brain chemistry, genetics, hormones, and upbringing? Who's your hero? Sister Mary Skoulian of Project Home in Philadelphia, a wonderful Catholic nun who has devoted her life to providing housing, education, medical care, and dignity to homeless people in her native city. If you could send a note to yourself in 2030, what would it say? Please forgive me for all the stuff I did wrong in the 2020s. I was doing my best, but life had more lessons to teach me. What makes you laugh? The same thing that makes everyone else laugh. Pets riding rhombus. What makes you cry? Sad movies on airplanes. At times I've cried so hard the flight attendants were worried. What gives you hope? The changing demographics of America. I'm praying that young people and the newest arrivals to our country will save us. What's your favorite place on earth? Any long white sand beach with a cool artsy town nearby. New York's Fire Island is pretty perfect, and so is Byron Bay, Australia. Fill in the blank. Blank is underrated. Aging. Youth is so much more painful than middle age. I wouldn't be 20 years old again for anything, not even for the nice smooth neck. What would you love to invent? A machine that turns ocean plastic into healthy plankton for whales to eat. When in your life have you needed courage? the time when I took care of Rhea as she was dying. We entered our romantic relationship shortly after her cancer diagnosis, so I knew we'd have a very brief time together. But I put my entire heart on the line, and I'm so happy I did. What movie could you watch on an endless loop? The Big Lebowski. If you could choose any magical power, what would it be? Always knowing exactly the right thing to say and do. That's not too much to ask, is it? If you were creating a time capsule to be open in 100 years, what would you put inside? A note of congratulations to humanity for still being here. Good job, guys. We weren't sure you could pull it off. What is your pettiest pet peeve? People who say nipped it in the butt instead of nipped it in the bud. In the grand scheme of things, how could this matter? But somehow I care. How do you define soulmate? Cautiously. In the past, this term and my eagerness to believe in it has led me to self-abandonment, misjudgment, superinflated expectations, and heartbreak. From now on, let's just start by being friends. What's the greatest gift we can give each other? Mercy. What's the greatest gift we can give others? Mercy. This next article I'm going to read is called You Do You. Meet Nicholas Benson, man of many letters. If you've ever searched for your state at the World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C., or read the quotations on the National Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial, you already know Nicholas Benson's work. For 40 years, Benson, a 2010 MacArthur Fellow, has designed and carved gravestones and markers, as well as the lettering and decoration on some of the nation's most historic monuments. We asked him about the writing on the walls. The monuments men in 1927, my grandfather bought the John Stevens Shop in Newport, Rhode Island. It was founded by Stevens, who was a mason from Oxford, England, in 1705. And later he did the inscription for the Iwo Jima Memorial. My father took over in 1963. When I was 15, I started working with him, though not because I was interested in the family business. I just wanted to come home from boarding school during the summer and party with my friends. But my dad said, I'm not giving you money to be a reprobate. You can earn money by coming to the shop and doing whatever the hell I tell you to do. That's how my apprenticeship began. By my sophomore year of college, I realized I not only had the skill to follow in my father's and grandfather's footsteps, but I also really enjoyed the work. Today, I'm the owner and creative director of the shop. Set in stone. I work in an old world way. I paint letters with a brush, then carve them with a mallet and a chisel. For architectural jobs like the new Dwight D. Eisenhower Memorial in D.C., I often rough out each character first with what's basically a handheld jackhammer to speed up the process. Even so, I average only 2.5 characters per hour on the job. If I did 22 letters a day, that was good. It took about 5 months to etch all 4,483 characters, and that was with a 4-man team. It's exhausting, but the results speak for themselves. Computerized machines can quickly mill all sorts of letters and fonts and may be successful in terms of legibility, but they don't produce the subtle inconsistencies you get in hand-carved inscriptions. They lack human spirit. Trials and errors. Yes, spelling mistakes happen. No, they are not fun to fix. You have to grind down and recarve that section. The Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial, though, had a bigger problem. Typically, when I'm hired, the client hands me the text. I'm not there to weigh in on the content, but one side of the King statue was supposed to be engraved with part of his drum major extinct drum major extinct sermon, and the text was so long that the letters would have been tiny. I asked if there was a shorter quote, and at that point, they probably should have told me to be quiet, but instead, it got boiled down to a few strangely paraphrased lines, which we did carve. When Maya Angelou saw it, she essentially said, "Absolutely not. Take it off immediately." And that's exactly what happened. Leaving his mark, the site-specific fonts, the depth of the cuts, those things are part of a stone carver's signature. That's why I can't walk into a graveyard, look at a stone, and say, "My grandfather made that." Next article, Change the World. Inside the quest to protect and preserve Maine's puffins. Fact, puffins are awfully cute. They've got clown-colored beaks, stand no taller than bowling pins, and nest in burrows like hobbits. But that cuteness hasn't been enough to protect the species. By the 1800s, hunters in the U.S. and Canada were fighting over rights to slaughter as many seabirds as possible. Countless thousands of Atlantic puffins in the Gulf of Maine alone were wiped out for their feathers, meat, and eggs. Ornithologist Stephen Kress, Ph.D., has made it his life's work to restore the historic colonies, puffin by puffin. His efforts began in 1969 when he landed in Maine as an instructor at a National Audubon Society camp and learned about the annihilated population. The habitat was there, says Kress, founder of Audubon's Project Puffin, but the birds were missing, so he hatched a plan to correct the damage. 4 years and 13 permits later, Kress flew the Newfoundland to collect 6 chicks from a robust colony. Eventually, approximately 1,000 were moved to Maine's Eastern Egg Rock, an island covered in boulders. They provide cover for burrows that puffins had called home nearly a century before. Though rebooting a colony isn't easy, in part because puffins lay only one egg per year, nearly 800 puffins are now part of the Eastern Egg Rock community. But today, the seabirds once again face man-made peril. "For the longest time, we saw no evidence of climate change," says Kress. Then in 2012 and 2013, a spike in ocean temperatures sent the puffins' fishy food supply north in search of colder weather. During those years, most mating pairs failed to raise a chick. The season never before used GPS trackers will be attached to a few puffins to measure how far they must travel and how deep they must dive to hunt. "Puffins are talking to us in new ways," says Kress. "If we listen, we can be better stewards of the ocean. That benefits everyone everywhere." That was Zoe Donaldson. This next article is very familiar to me, because we in the African-American community always had these different styles of these. Make believe. How an artist idealizes her culture's crowning achievements. One of Jessica Spence's favorite childhood rituals, plopping down with her mom to have her hair styled before school. "She usually give me braids adorned with bubble ties and barrettes," says Spence, a first-generation Jamaican-American who grew up in the small city of Peekskill, New York. "Those memories are special because that's also when she tell me to stay focused and do my best." Intimate scenes of kinship have always interested Spence, who's 33, whose youthful doodling habit evolved into a fine art career. In fact, while she was studying painting in grad school at New York City's Lyon College, her go-to models were cousins. But for her final project, Spence, who maintains an art studio in the Bronx, decided to more pointedly portray the beauty she saw among family, friends, and strangers running errands and neighborhood stores. Says Spence, I wanted to show women's day-to-day experiences, especially experiences involving the often politicized topic of black hair. Around that time, I remember reading about high school students in South Africa protesting a policy that didn't allow them to wear natural styles like cornrows how they wanted to. She says, the more I heard about the chastising of black girls' hair, the more upset I got. Spence is still engaging with the theme of black women's hair in the ongoing series, It's a Process. Each painting captures the splendor of a different do, from Bantu knots. I call that piece sore arms because after a few hours, creating the knots is hard. To box braids tipped with beads, the color drenched. Wignettes aren't just tributes to hairstyles. They are best underappreciated and at worst policed. They're homages to the women who wear them. The people I paint might not be well known or seen on big screens, but they have value, Spence says. They're worthy of a portrait. And she has some beautiful pictures of kids getting their hair done. One girl has her head turned back, and it's a beautiful painting of her with Bantu knots going around her head. Another picture is of a mother braiding a little girl's hair, and the little girl is holding her doll and braiding her doll's hair. The other picture is a woman standing over a young girl's hair doing cornrows, and she's putting beads on the end. And of course, we can't forget the hairstyle that we all know, a girl having some big bangle earrings on, and she has rollers in her hair, all different colors, fuchsia and orange. Now we go to the world according to Gail. We're in Bi. If you know me at all, you know that I'm a clog girl. I believe there's a pair for every occasion. I've even been known to wear sparkly ones at a black tie event. But summer belongs to sneakers, which is why you'll see me in these CVs on the beach and on the streets all season long. With their bright colors and bold patterns, they make me think happy days really will be here again. CVs, $95 per pair. Connect. If you're looking for a fun way to stay in touch with loved ones, consider this me approved idea. Send selfies every day. Favorite son Will, favorite daughter Kirby, that's her with her fiance, and it's a picture of her with her fiance, and I have been doing that since long before hugs and visits were put on hold. We may live on different coasts, but these glimpses into one another's day, working, hanging at home, playing with favorite grand dog Scott, make us feel much closer. Go ahead, your turn. Watch. It's been nearly 5 years since Jon Stewart left The Daily Show, and if you missed his barbed wit, you'll find his forthcoming movie, Irresistible. Jon wrote and directed the film, and no surprise, it's about politics. My favorite line, this system, the way we elect people, is terrifying and exhausting. In it, Steve Carell is a Democratic strategist determined to make a retired Marine Colonel, Chris Cooper, mayor of a small Wisconsin town, to the chagrin of a rival Republican consultant, Rose Byrne. As with the many real-life campaigns, little in this satire is as it seems, so be prepared for a plot twist. I guarantee you won't see it coming. John, your film gets my vote. Eat. Rayos is a 124-year-old Italian institution and one of the most exclusive restaurants in New York City. So when I heard they were offering takeout during the coronavirus pandemic, I immediately picked up my phone. My order, meatballs that tasted like they came straight from Nona's kitchen, tender and tart lemon chicken, and some of the best eggplant parm I've ever eaten. Recipes for my Rayos dishes are available at rayos.com. And I may be saying that wrong, but it's RAO. And the website is RAOS.com. I can't pull them off. My cooking skills are limited to pancakes and PB&J, but the rest of the world should give them a try. Note, music has always been a great escape. No matter what your problems are, you put a good tune, you put on a good tune and it takes you away. That's how DJ D-Nice described the inspiration for Homeschool at Club Quarantine, a series of social distance parties he started hosting in March on Instagram Live. More than 160,000 people, including Oprah, Michelle Obama, and Mark Zuckerberg, listened to him play everything from Earth, Wind, and Fire to Rihanna. 2 months later, I'm still not over the joy I felt dancing around my apartment. So the next time you're down, think of a song that puts you in a happy place. I'll go first. I Hope You Dance by Leanne Womack, because we need that kind of music right now. Now it's time for the O list. A few things for summer we think are just great. A sprinkle a day. We're going to stick our neck out and say this giant giraffe sprinkler can be counted on to make little kids put down the iPad and venture into the yard. A cinch to inflate, deflate, and store. Big Mouth Inc. Ginormous Giraffe Yard Sprinkler is $60 and you can get it from Amazon.com. Easy breezy. 90 degree days bring out the hot mess in us all, but these tunics with a slight A-line shape never cross the line between effortless chic and wilting scloopadinka. Pine Cone Hill Annie Linen Tunics, originally $126 each, now 20% off with code OPRAH. You can get it at AnnieSelke.com. That's AnnieSelke.com. You can dish it out. If this red, white, and blue plaid melamine plates with matching tray could talk, they'd ask for hot dogs, potato salad, a slice of watermelon, and a picnic table. Summer is served. Tag's American Summer Collection Tray, $37.50. Salad plates, $42 for the set of four. And dinner plates, $53 for the set of four. You can get it at zoolily.com. Let us entertain you. When designer Tory Burch collaborated with potter Dottie Thayer, the result was a hand-glazed bone china pitcher that shows up in regular rotation on Oprah's own dining table. It's a lettuceware picture, $148 at ToryBurch.com. Hit it. Hey, if Bootsy... Let me see if that's right. Hey, if Bootsy was good enough for the Roman era, it's good enough for summer 2020. This set comes with 8 bocce. I'm sorry. Let's say that again. Bocce ball. Got it. Hey, if bocce was good enough for the Roman Empire, it's good enough for summer 2020. This set comes with 8 balls, 1 jack, and a bag to keep it all together. Again, that is the bocce balls, $150 at Fredericks and May. That's Fredericks and May, MAE.com. Summer lovin', calling all armchair travelers, head to the yard with a cold lemonade, a good book, and one of these deliciously plush 34 by 66 inch cotton towels, and voila, you have just given yourself one ticket to paradise. Beach towels, originally $59 each, now 20% off with code, you get it, guessed it, OPRAH, at businessandpleasureco.com. Boys to men, whether in the pool or under a giant inflated giraffe sprinkler, your guys in these adorable dad and son swimsuits are a photo op waiting to happen. Father's Day just got a whole lot cuter. Men's swim shorts, originally $65, and juniors only $40, now 25% off with code OPRAH. You can get it at artclothingco.com. Raising the Bar, a female-founded company, has created an all-natural fruit-infused tequila, and after much testing, the editors at O can tell you it's delicious. You're welcome, America. 21 Seas Tequilas, $35 each, wiredforwine.com. Let's spoon. Turn your pint of ice cream into a special occasion by dressing it up in a gingham with a coordinating scoop. Handmade from recycled aluminum, these keep desserts cool and table fabulous. Gingham Pint ice cream servers, originally $99 each, now 20% off with code Oprah at lunareshome.com. That's L-U-N-A-R-E-S home.com. Oh, Soul Mia. The flexible molded sole bends with every step. The colorful woven fabric top is super lightweight, and the price is enough to make you jump for joy. Striped slides, originally $15 per pair, now 20% off with code Oprah. KaleidoscopePieceAccessories.com. Net gains. With plastic out, their little workhorses might be the best thing to come from France since Champagne. Incredibly durable yet weighing next to nothing, the bags hold plenty and can be used again and again. An investment in them is an investment in the planet. Filt medium shoppers, originally $20 each, now 20% off with code Oprah. FrenchDryGoods.com. Dress to grill. I only smoke the good stuff. Catch you on the flip side. Looking for a subtle way to signal that it's his turn to cook? This cotton canvas aprons with a variety of barbecue sayings. Do it while protecting the precious dad bod from grill grease, condiment splash, and beer spillage. About Face Designs, Inc. Men's Grill Aprons, $26 each at Amazon.com. Hold everything. Need a pick-me-up? These water-resistant bags carry enough to keep your pantry stocked for days. Other perks, they clean with ease, fold flat for trunk space, and fill fellow Costco shoppers with major envy. Aaron Boy bags, originally $55 each, now $20 off with code Oprah at scoutbags.com. And now from O's List to Love That. Oh, summer style lookbook. For in the sun just got a whole lot more fashionable. Make a splash this season with O creator director Adam Glassman's top picks for the sand surf and beyond. The bold shoulder. This sophisticated style also pairs perfectly with a skirt or pants. A one piece is $112 at anco.com. You can wear it with a fedora for $345. EugenaKim.com earrings for $46, SterlingForever.com necklace $70, and Gorgana, G-O-R-G-A-N-A.com 14 karat gold bracelet, All Right, A-U-R-A-T-E for $980, AllRightNewYork.com, that's A-U-R-A-T-E, NewYork.com, removable wallpaper, $58 per roll at wallshop.com. And that gives you a sexy, glamorous look like you're on the beach to take a great selfie. And from the catwalk to boardwalk, heat things up with some lush tropical glamour or go sweet in 60 style prints and silhouettes. Jennifer Lopez wore a beautiful set that was from her 2001 Grammy dress for spring 2020. You also can get a bathing suit with different tropical scenes at Onia, O-N-I-A.com. You can get them at Gotex, Bowdoin, top and bottoms that are back in style again. You can get some from Skinny Diapers, Fig Leaves, and Petbow.com. Also on the runway, we have a beautiful two-piece. You can get at Capitina at shopbop.com. One-piece flower outfit in area.com. That's A-E-R-I-E.com. A two-piece plaid red and white suit. Top is $65 and bottom is $60 from J. Crew. Also, a one-piece pleated bathing suit at solidandstripe.com. You can go a new little bikini wear at triangle.com. And of course, more flowers, but the background is in black with veronicabeer.com. You can complete that look with some earrings, Swarovski stores. You can also put a little dress over it at Chico's.com and pair it with some sandals from Schultz and your body oil from Costa Brazil. Adding also to the look, you can't forget the sunny sunglasses on those hot days and keeping the sun out your eyes. Or you can use, instead of a dress, you can use a skirt to wear with your bathing suit, and you can find those at Talbot's. And add a straw tote from VeraBradley.com with some sandals from Dr. Scholl's Shoes and by Kate Spade, New York. A trend alert, top billing. With formal necklines inspired by evening dresses, these elegant designs can double as bodysuits after the sun goes down. The straps are made of tulle and you can swim in them. So basically, these beautiful swimsuits are also bodysuits. So after they dry and you're coming in, you can put them on. You can still keep them on to hit a nice evening. And they have one that's a bustier. And you can get it at AmioOfficial.com for $515. It's AmioOfficial.com. They have a beautiful dark green strapless from Carla Colito, $329 at NetApporter.com. And a one-shoulder dig for $295 at BondedBorn.com. Other strong suits to look at. You've been a green goddess in these eco-friendly bathing beauties. You have bikinis, 78% regenerated polyester and nylon for $55 for the top and the bottom $50 at Foxy.com. Rash guard and bottom, 80% recycled fibers, Eco Beach, $40 each at Kohl's. A bikini, 78% recycled polyester, top $190 and bottom $145 at MaraHoffman.com. And a beautiful light pink one piece at Melot. Regenerated raw materials, $379 at Marissia. That's M-A-R-Y-S-I-A. And, of course, a lime green bikini, 75% recycled nylon, Athleta. Top $59 and bottom $44, fatlita.gap.com. And not forgetting the one piece that's open in the front, regenerated nylon, $150 at volcom.com. And here's some trend alerts for the wild cards. Cheery color combos give animal plants a warm weather refresh. Sunglasses for $40 with the zebra, with the leopard, leopard on the sides of the shades for $40 at Zini.com. Also, bikinis two-piece, top $95 and a bottom $78 at DevonWindsor.com. That's DevonWindsor.com, D-E-V-O-N, Windsor.com. And Jack Rogers has some sandals for $128 at JackRogersUSA.com. Also, the straw hat, Fedaro hats, Echo, $89 at EchoNewYork.com. And one piece with all different colors, $65 at FigLeaves.com. And let's not forget the lipstick at Charlotte Tilbury, $30 at NetApporter.com. And now we're talking about lovely ladies in these beautiful outfits who can be worn by all women. And it's called Beautiful. Beauty without borders. You can discover so much about a country when you look at the self-care rituals of the women who live there. Take a trip to nearly every continent of the globe by learning about beloved homegrown brands, top spas, most in-demand treatments, and revealing ways locals think about beauty. Bon voyage! The first one we have is called a globe-trotting partnership. At O, the Oprah magazine, we believe beauty, the rituals, the routines, and yes, the products can open our minds to different cultures and points of view. That's why we partnered with Dove on Project Hashtag Show Us, along with Getty Images and Girl Gaze. The brand has created a collection of pictures by female identifying and non-binary photographs designed to expand the idea of what's beautiful. The collection is available for all media and advertisers to use. Find out more at dove.com/show us. We have some beautiful pictures of different women from the project #ShowUsGallery, and their words will be inspiring. And there's a picture of women in different continents, you think, because they're different colors. It's six different pictures that's sliced in six different blocks showing six different women's features. One is one lady that's kind of like an olive complexion, and she has her eyebrows tweezed and her eye closed. Then there's another picture of a black woman with her eyes done as well. Her eyelashes are with bold makeup, and she also has her eyebrows arched, but hers is more like a triangle. We have two women who have freckles on their face. One is a white lady with freckles, and one is a black woman with freckles. And the white lady with freckles has a light pink lipstick on, and the black woman has a mauve color on. And then at the bottom, we have a woman, black woman on one side, who's wearing plum lipstick, and a white lady on the other side that's wearing pale pink lipstick. And again, it's called Beauty Without Borders. International delights. From Asia to South America, these are the brands women covet, and now their best loved products can be yours. 1. Brazil. In one of the most ethnically diverse countries on the planet, there are almost as many hair textures as there are people. Some women still get smoothing treatments. This is the birthplace of Brazilian straightening, after all, but many are starting to embrace their natural texture. For us, hair is a portrait of self-expression and singularity, says Maria Eduarda Savacinci, USA General Manager at Natura, a Sao Paulo-based brand founded in 1969. Luckily, the Amazon rainforest is a treasure trove of botanical ingredients that help all hair types. Natura responsibly sources the patui oil for its Ecos collection from the fruit of patui palm trees that grow in nearby Para. The lightweight oil helps hydrate and strengthen strands. And the brand that they have is Natura Ecos Patchouli Strengthening Hair Oil for $30, and you can get it at naturabrazil.com. At number 2, India. Women here often turn to Ayurveda for their health and beauty needs, but many of its traditional treatments use ingredients like mustard seed oil and ghee, which you may not want to smear directly on your face. Enter Forest Essentials, a company that combines Ayurvedic principles with modern chemistry to create elegant skin, hair, and body care. The Sardiyawa Advanced Serum features Ashwagandha, and antioxidant-rich herb that's been used for centuries, as well as gold, basma, 24-karat gold ash, and therapeutic agent believed to help improve skin elasticity. And the Advanced Eternal Youth formula with date pulp and lychee juice was created to adhere to the theory of Pachamahabhutas, meaning the night cream is pleasing to all life senses. It is Forest Essentials Advanced Eternal Youth Formula, Date and Lychee, $61 at ForestEssentialsIndia.com. Number 3, Japan. Complex skincare routines are the norm in Japan, where many women take their time massaging in several hydrating products in order to get a glowing complexion. One of the first steps in this layering process is the lotion or essence, a liquid that's pressed into the skin or applied with a cotton pad. Tokyo-based Albion, which counts organizing expert Maria Kondo as a fan, has been making its best-selling essence skin conditioner essential since 1974. The firmless star ingredient is Kito no Hata, a grain with anti-inflammatory properties that can encourage cell turnover. It's long been a favorite in upscale department stores. Women simply ask for a skin con. And again, is Alibon, Albion, Skin Conditioner Essential, $50 to $84, available at Image Beauty, Montreal Park, California. Number four, Nigeria. A full face of makeup means nothing if it doesn't last through the evening. And in Nigeria, Lagos in particular, when the social season is in full swing, each weekend might bring several weddings and omibes or large parties. We notice a huge increase in sales during festive periods, says Sheila Nikili, founder of Nubian Beauty and Lagos cosmetic company that offers everything from brushes to eye palettes. The big sellers are the complexion products like In My Skin, a liquid foundation that never looks cakey and comes in a wide range of shades. Another popular item is the Seal It makeup setting spray. The weather here is hot and humid, says Nikila. The spray extends makeup wear and keeps the skin looking fresh all day and presumably all night. It's called Nuban Beauty In My Skin Foundation, $18 at nubanbeauty.com. That's N-U-B-A-N beauty.com. And number five, Jamaica. Throughout the Caribbean, castor oil is revered for its hair benefits. The elixir is rich in hydrating fatty acids. Devotees say Jamaican black castor oil, or JBCO, is one of the most concentrated forms, but it's hard to guarantee quality since many products are labeled JBCO, even though they are made with cheap oils mass-produced in other countries. Sunny Isle has earned fans for using only Jamaican-grown beans in its hero product, Extra Dark Jamaican Black Castor Oil. It acts as a conditioner when applied to lengths and ends, and fans swear massaging it into the scalp can boost circulation and nourish follicles. This is Sunny Isle Extra Dark Jamaican Black Castor Oil, $13 at jamaicanblackcastoroil.com. Number six, Ireland. Fussy is not a word you use to describe Irish women or their skincare routine, which may explain why this country loves Dublin's own pestle and mortar. With unembellished packaging and simple names, the products are free of additives like synthetic fragrance and are formulated with natural ingredients, many of which are sourced locally. The facial mist includes a magnesium-rich marine extract from the Irish Sea, while the eye cream is made with hydrating Irish moss extract. Irish people are truth-sayers, says the company's founder, Sonia Deasy, and our line reflects the Irish honesty and love for nature and simple values. This is Pestle and Mortar Balanced Fine Misting Facial Spritz, $44, and you can get it at pestleandmortar.com. That's P-S-T-L-E and mortar, M-O-R-T-A-R.com. Number seven, Australia. Australians' passion for the outdoors, combined with year-round sunshine, has an unfortunate side effect. The country has the world's highest rate of skin cancer, according to the World Cancer Research Fund. Locals, however, have been making moves to change that statistic. In 2016, six ocean-loving Aussies, including a former professional surfer and a doctor who specializes in skin cancer treatment, launched We Are Free Good Ink, a line of sunscreen they hope people will actually want to wear. The coconut version of the water-resistant SP 50 Plus lotion smells like a tropical vacation, but there's also a fragrance-free version for kids and those with sensitive skin. It's called We Are Feel Good Ink Sensitive Sunscreen Lotion SP 50 Plus for $32, and the address website is wearefeelgoodinc.com.au. And number eight, United Arab Emirates. The Middle East love affair with eye makeup dates back thousands of years. Archaeologists' sites in Europe, in Egypt, and on the Arabian Peninsula show evidence that as early as 2000 BC, women were buried with tiny pots of coal so they could decorate their eyes in the afterlife. Today in Dubai, the abaya is common. This full body cloak leaves only the face exposed, so lashes are used to enhance dramatic eye makeup. Many Arab women here also wear false lashes every day, says Eli Hardy, co-founder of Pinky Goat, an UAE cosmetics company that offers handmade lashes in a variety of styles. One of its most popular products is the lash glue itself, says Hardy, which was created to withstand the country's makeup melting heat. And this is Pinky Goat Arwa Lashes, $13 at pinkygoat.com. Now, what does beauty mean in your country? We have one lady. The Portuguese really value shiny skin and natural hydrated hair. Both are a huge hit of self-esteem, but an attitude that demonstrates the personality of a queen is the true beauty we look. And this is from Hiwiji's Khadija. The next one comes from Ferhan Istanbul'a. Modern Turkish women are meticulous about their hair. It's not uncommon for even middle-class women to see their coiffure every week, sometimes more than once. We change our hair color frequently. Shabnam Shaid. There's a big beauty parlor culture in Pakistan, and it's inexpensive. Women go every 2 weeks to get a facial threading and waxing, and it only costs about $20. Mandy McIsaac. Canada is a mosaic of multiculturalism, and beauty is defined by how we stand out as opposed to how best we fit in. A striking beauty here is someone who brings a fresh breath of individuality. And now they show different women in different styles. They have a beautiful woman here who has vitiligo. Her name is Beatrice, and she's a psychology student and feminist. There's another beautiful woman here who's holding her baby and breastfeeding. Her name is Yuri. She's an architect and new mom. There's another lady here who is a black woman with pink hair, and she has a nose ring that's coming down her face. And her name is Letta, and she's a stylist and designer. Then we have another woman here who has red hair. She has pale skin, and she has tattoos all over her shoulders and arms and her chest. And her name is Maron, and she's a businesswoman. We also have a Cheryl here who has moles all over her face, and she has a short haircut, and she has earrings in her ear and in all up her ear. And she's a model and mom and self-love advocate. And we also have a Muslim woman who is wearing a jahib on her around her face, around her head, and she has no makeup on, but she has a little bit of lipstick on, and her name is Manaz, and she is a medical editor. And all these women are hashtag show us a more inclusive vision of beauty. And this wraps up this edition of Oprah Magazine. We hope you've enjoyed it. Please come back and join us next week. If you would like to have any information, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. See you next time on the radio.